In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, on this 10th day of December, in the still within the feast of Our Lady's, or the octave of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, we commemorate the very special building, a house, which is called the Holy House of Loreto. And this shrine has been numbered among one of the most famous shrines of Italy. Loreto is a small town located in Italy, and it's very famous for hosting the very special house. You see, children, Holy Family had a holy house in Nazareth where Jesus grew up. And when lots of Christians were still living in the Holy Land, the people used to worship God in a big church, a basilica, which stood upon this holy house. And some were even admitted to worship God in this sacred building itself. Saint Louis, the King of France, heard Mass in Nazareth in 1253 in the very same chamber where the angel announced the coming of Christ to Blessed Virgin Mary. The year 1263 saw the destruction of this basilica, but again the holy house where Jesus lived miraculously survived the assaults of the infidel Muslims. Eventually, the Holy Land was totally conquered by Muslims, and in 1291, the last of the Christian soldiers withdrew from Nazareth, leaving behind this holiest of houses totally unprotected. It was evident that this house was to be destroyed by Muslims, who had already destroyed and desecrated many Christian holy places and churches. But God had something else planned for this most sacred building. On the night of May the 10th, 1291, some shepherds at Dalmatia in Europe saw suddenly a house that wasn't there the night before. Realizing this was no ordinary incident, they ran off to the local church of St. George to awaken the priest there. This puzzled priest, after investigating the clay which this small house contained, could offer little explanation to the crowd gathered outside his house. And that night he spent hours in prayer, asking enlightenment what was this all about from the Virgin Mary herself. And when he was sleeping in that night, the Mother of Good Counsel rewarded this priest's humility by answering his request in a dream. "Know that this house," she said, "is the same in which I was born and brought up. Here at the Annunciation, I conceived the Creator of all things. Here the Word of the Eternal Father became man. The altar which was brought with the house was consecrated by Peter, the Prince of the Apostles. This house has now come to your shores by the power of God." And then suddenly, on December the 10th, 1294, the little house disappeared as mysteriously as it had come and was transferred by the angels to Italy, ended up finally to the town of Loreto. And this house is not artificially sustained in any way. It has no foundation at all, as kind of us telling us a story that our lives has to be founded on Christ and on the Holy Family and not to the earthly powerful structures. During the big war named World War II, the shock of airwaves destroyed many more solidly built houses, both ancient and modern, as well as fortified castles even. The vicinity of the town of Loreto and the city itself were bombed several times during this war, but the Holy House of Nazareth, where the angel announced that the Word would be made flesh, still stood unshattered as if proclaiming to whole mankind that it need only depend upon the unshakable rock of Peter, that is, Christ's one true Catholic Church. Dear children, how sweet were the days of the Blessed Virgin Mary spent with Saint Joseph and the Holy Child Jesus in their modest little home. Their life within the clay walls was filled with poverty, but it was respectful with silence and great in humility. Saint Therese, the little flower of Jesus, who once visited the Holy House, said this about Our Lady. Her actual life, both at Nazareth and later, must have been a very ordinary one. She should be shown to us as someone who can be imitated, someone who lived a life of hidden virtue, and who lived by faith as we must. So children, this beautiful and much needed lesson of extraordinary sanctity in very ordinary circumstances is precisely what the humble and holy house of Loreto speaks to us. You don't have to live in a big castle or to be an owner of greater riches in order to be significant. Oftentimes you gain high praises from the world by being rich, but in God's eyes you are not counted as that much. But if you remember to live your life as humble in humility, in silence, and loving God above all else, your life, even though going unnoticed by the world, is most holy and most sweet in God's eyes. Just like this little house, even though not a castle, nor in any way big or important, once housed the most holiest of all family, as Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. May we, on our own homes, always remember that the center of our own house and family always needs to be Jesus, as it was center and affection the whole life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. May God bless you.